Welcome to this audio file by Mohsana from Digital Assistant Academy, London. Today's topic is the do's and don'ts of email marketing. Okay, so just before we get into these do's and don'ts, what is email marketing? Before likes and tweets were commonplace in everyday conversation, email was the way forward in communicating through the internet. And still today, this is one of the major ways of communications between business and consumer. Email marketing is a tool used to send a message to a list of potential clients, normally to help increase a business. It can be used to send adverts, promote sales, brand awareness, etc. So let's talk about some tips on how to use email marketing. Okay, first and most importantly, it is essential to always remember what the purpose of the email newsletter is. For example, is it to help generate business for your company or just simply keep interest in your blog? By being certain in this, it will give a focus and make the email effective. It will make you as a marketer more influential as you will realize what you are aiming for and will convey your efforts with this vision. Before we get the consumer to open the email, we need them to walk through the door. So make the subject enticing. Why should they open it? Tempt them, but don't give false promises. Make sure they know it is from you. Make sure you identify email is from your business. You don't want the consumer to scan their inbox and assume that your email is a spam. So in the subject line, state your business and give them a reason to open it up. Once the newsletter is open, make sure it is attractive and user-friendly so that it holds the viewer's interest. Don't just try to sell a product. Make sure you give out tips and hints. It is important to understand the consumer. If the newsletter is just sales pitch, you will end up with lots of people unsubscribing. So treat them the way you want to be treated. How many of us moan about cold callers and spammers? We don't want to be associated in this bracket. Use email metrics. This is a great way to measure the performance of your email strategy. This can help to identify not only why people subscribe to your newsletter, but also why, unfortunately, some leave. When generating our subscriber list, make sure that the consumer has double opted in to sign up to the newsletter. This is a way of confirming that you are permitted to contact the consumer. Most email marketers use this method as standard practice. Also, ensure you have an easy way for the subscriber to opt out. However, to understand why they are leaving, it is important that you get some feedback. So make this easy to get as well. Checkbox usually works. Don't send email so frequently. This is something often irritates me. Get a business email address. Having a Gmail, Yahoo address these days looks unprofessional. We want to be associated as a brand, such as Brand Cartoon. That has a great ring to it. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and I look forward for more tips at blog on mohsana.wordpress.org. Thank you.